Welcome back to St. Vincent College, everybody. Watching Steelers Live, Bob Labriola. I'm Missy Matthews. We're going to head right down to practice where Tunch Ilkin and Dale Lally are standing by for today's practice report.
Thanks, Bob and Missy. Tunch, I'm here today with Tunch Ilkin. I'm Dale Lally, the Washington Observer reporter and Steelers Radio Network. And Tunch, the Steelers are back on the practice field here at St. Vincent College today after a day off yesterday. Yeah. Of course, Sunday was the family fest. And what are you seeing out there today that's caught your eye?
Well, the first thing that that really jumped out at me is Juju Smith-Schuster, right? Is that
Smith-Schuster?
Smith-Schuster. All right. I get confused all the time. Juju, I like him better every day. The toughness, he's built like a running back. He kind of reminds me of Anquan Boldin. He's very physical. Great body control, does a great job of tracking the ball. You know, if you throw the ball over the wrong shoulder, he adjusts very naturally. That's how you can tell. You know, kind of like a, you know, I know, Dale, you're a big baseball player. When an outfielder takes his eye off the ball and still runs to the point the ball's going, that's what he reminds me. That's understanding the trajectory. And so that's someone that's really jumped out at me today.
And I think today we've gotten to see some of Chris Hubbard at left tackle with Alejandro Villanueva out today. And Hubbard's a guy that plays all five line spots, also plays some tight end for them, and does a nice job.
You know, Dale, he looks very natural at tackle. You know, you and I were talking about that off the air. It looks like, especially at left tackle, and I said to him, I said, Chris, man, you look like you've got that position nailed down. He goes, oh, I love being out of tackle. And I didn't realize, you know, no centers and guards love to go out to tackle. I remember when they moved Wolf out to tackle, he was panicking.
He still has nightmares about that.
He still has nightmares of going against Lawrence Taylor. But Chris Hubbard is very, very natural at it. And you know, so our tackles are in a good place. So whether if Marcus goes down or Al goes down, Chris is the guy. He's your swing guy, and he plays – which is unusual, to be able to play the left side just as fluidly as you play the right side. Most guys really struggle going to their offhand. If they're left-handed, going to right side, it's hard. If they're right-handed, going to left hand, it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah, and he's a guy that does that. Of course, he got to play a lot of tight end last year, done that some of that in this year's camp as well. What are you seeing in the secondary?
I love Mike Hilton. He is my camp phenom. He is feisty. He's played both corner and safety in college, and he'll get up there. He has a good feel of playing press coverage. The other guy that I really like is Cody Sensabaugh, and I was talking to Cody because I said, Cody, you know, when you go to a new team, it's like learning a whole new language. And I said, Cody, you look very, very natural here. Now, I know you played for LeBeau. I said, so is the terminology and the technique? He said, almost everything's the same. He said, there are some nuances that are different. But he said, you know, I really like being here. I feel very, very comfortable, and he looks very comfortable. You know, and that's how you can tell. There's none of the paralysis by analysis. He just looks like the position was made for him.
Yeah, and I think to your point about Mike Hilton, noticed him in the spring, always around the football. Yeah. He had a pass breakup today on a deep ball. He just seems to make plays, and he's not the biggest guy.
Yeah.
He's almost you have to kind of play him in the slot, but the Steelers drafted Senquez Golson out of Mississippi.
Yeah.
They may have gotten another corner out of Mississippi as well. Just go figure.
You know, the thing about I was talking to a couple of the scouts. I didn't realize this, but Mike Hilton has more PBUs and more interceptions than any other defensive back in camp. So when we say we think this guy's a playmaker, well, he's proven it out here. Now, can he transition to the games? And the one thing – Dale, and you and I have talked about this in the past, that you've got to make your presence known on the practice field to get in the preseason game.
Right.
And when you get in the preseason game, now that's when you have a chance to show what you can do. The other thing that I was watching him on the special teams drill, he is not a wallflower. He is not afraid of contact. He's ready to mix it up, and I think that's why this guy's going to be a player.
Yeah, I think so as well. And we've also seen a little bit from T.J. Watt. You said you like what you're seeing there.
Yeah, you know, initially T.J. looked very mechanical to me. He looks raw. Today, from my viewpoint, was his best practice in that, look, he's physical, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. But learning how to play the game is a whole linebacker and a half of universal. Or he's almost quarterback.
That's something that trend.
All right, sorry about that technical difficulty there, Tunch and Dale. Thanks for their time. I'm sure they're about to wrap up. Two things they did not mention, though, Labs, that we want to. James Harrison returned to practice in the gray sweatsuit, a little different than what we saw on Sunday at Family Fest at Heinz Field. Also, for the first time since getting injured on the first day in pads, running back James Conner, the rookie, he had pads on, but he wasn't doing too much.
Right. After the individual period, James Conner was pretty much back to being a spectator, but at least he was in uniform. He was wearing his pads today.
Step in the right direction, yes. In terms of Artie Burns, who has missed the past few practices. He had the jersey on, no pads, kind of did a little bit of individuals, but nothing more there. So we'll have to see where that takes us as well.
Right. On the offensive line, neither Marquise Pouncey nor Al Villanueva, as Tunch mentioned, were dressed today.
All right, that is your practice report. We're going to take a quick break. Up next, we'll catch you up on the news and notes and talk about the depth chart.